Praise God. Amen. It's good to see everyone, and welcome to God's house. If you're here and this is your first time being here, you found the right church. We've been waiting for you. Amen. And God's on the move, and we're excited about that, and we're just praying and agreeing with you guys that when pastors come back from this wonderful vacation they're on, that they're just full and running over. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? It's good to see everyone. And we're gonna look at a couple of things today that I think are fun. And how many enjoy living in the kingdom of God? Amen. That life is better in the kingdom than it was whenever I was doing my own thing. Is there anybody who could agree with that? Has God been better to you than you could be to your own self?
Yes.
Isn't he good? Amen. So I want to make some declarations today. And we want to make some declarations concerning the Word of God. Okay? And we felt led to do that today. And then we're going to make some other statements concerning the phrase. There's a phrase in the Bible. It's called in him. Okay? In him. And we're going to look at that. And it's in him is the one we're going to look at today. But we also look at the phrase in Christ. Okay? And if you combine those two together, I believe it's something like 147 times. It's a study that I'm doing right now. It's just something I'm doing. But the idea of this is if the scripture says this about those who are in him, that's who you are. Hallelujah. Right? And the idea behind this is as we're following Jesus, we're saying that could it be that our own mindsets have to change a little bit? And in order that we are indeed who he says we are, right? Amen? Hallelujah. But first, we're going to make a couple of declarations concerning the Word of God this morning. Can we do that? All right. Let's make some declarations, can we? I declare God's Word is quick and powerful. God's Word is quick and powerful. Hebrews 4:12. God's Word is it's a life-changing force and shifts momentum from defeat to victory every time. Every time it's believed and spoken. Okay. God's Word is a life-changing force. And shifts momentum from defeat to victory every time it's believed and spoken. That's from Romans 10 and 9. The Word of God quickens me to believe, receive, and feel like giving life to the Word of God through my life. Amen. Hallelujah. That's Psalm 119, 154. Hebrews 4:12, which is one that we already mentioned, it says, the Word is discerning my thoughts. How many of you, did that make you feel better about what you're thinking right now? The word, just go ahead and say, Jesus, deliver me. Amen. I'm going to live the Word. The Word's discerning my thoughts and intents to lead me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Hallelujah. Amen. 1 John 2:27, the Holy Spirit is my helper and teacher. Amen?
Amen?
Could you just say, thank you, Holy Spirit.
You're
teaching me in things that I couldn't even learn on my own. Amen? Holy Spirit teaches you to understand the Word of God. And to give lively expression to it. Amen. Do you like that? Lively expression to it. You're coming alive. We're coming alive. You and me, we're coming alive. Amen. Just tell somebody, just look at your neighbor and say, I'm coming alive. Hallelujah. Amen. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalm 119:105. Your word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against God. Amen. Psalm 119:11. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has,
he is,
and he will
send his
word
to heal us
and deliver us from any destruction. Hallelujah. Amen. Jeremiah 23:29 says that God's word is a fire. Can we do it this way? God's word is a fire. Amen. Now can you just open up your heart a minute? You can lift your hands if you want to. And here's what we're going to say. We're going to say, come fire, burn.
Come fire, burn.
Burn in me.
Burn upon me.
Come into my life. And into your church. Even as the refiner's fire. And burn out the dross. And all the influences that are not you. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Can you just say that one more time? Come fire. And
burn.
Purify. Hallelujah. Amen. Over New Horizons, come
fire.
Over our families, come
fire.
Over Shelton, come
fire.
Over Washington State, come
fire.
Amen. I am sanctified by truth. Your word is truth. Your word is sanctifying me and setting me apart for you. The Holy Spirit teaches me to use the word as my tools and material. And to build up. And seed to plant. Amen. The word is also my weapon. And the Holy Spirit teaches me how to fight. And win. With these mighty weapons of war. How many are glad the Holy Spirit is not just going to teach you to fight. He's going to teach you how to fight and win. With these wonderful weapons of war. Hallelujah. I believe God's word has changed and does continue to change me. Amen. How many believe that today?
Amen.
God's word is at work changing you and me. Amen. You like that? God's word brings forth abundantly. In my life. As I follow the leading of Holy Spirit. We could say this. We could say, God's word works. Amen. It works every time it's believed. Hallelujah. Can somebody say, I believe the word? All right, last one. God's word causes the spirit of faith to come alive in me. 2 Corinthians 4:13. Amen. The spirit of faith, we believe and then we speak. I think it causes the spirit of prophecy to work in us too. What's the spirit of prophecy? According to Revelation 19, it is the testimony of Jesus, isn't it? And so this wonderful word that we have, it's powerful, isn't it? Hallelujah. Amen. And I want to encourage you to fall in love with the word again. Amen. And begin to read and reflect on what he has for you. Praise God. One of the things that he has for you, saints, is who you are in him. It's who you are in him. Amen. Praise God. Who are you? Who are you? You're redeemed. You're a child of God. A daughter of God. A son of God. An heir and joint heir with Christ. Wonderful. Who are you? Royalty. Amen. Praise God. Forgiven. Isn't that wonderful? Blessed. Amen, sis. Preach it. Amen. I love it. Holy and beloved. Amen. Wonderful. We're going to look at a couple of those things today. And then as the Lord leads, we're going to, our job today is to bless the people of God. We're thankful. A few years ago, as you guys know, I was asked to be the district overseer of our district. And, we've had some pretty good times, haven't we? I don't think we've seen the end of it yet. Personally, I think God's got more to reveal to us than that. And we covet your prayers in that. We think it's time for us to begin to do some things together again and this. And so pray for us that we can find the right timing in this. Amen. So if you have your Bible, Lord, we just bless your people today. We bless what you're doing in their lives. We bless what you're doing in New Horizons Church and bless and just pour abundantly upon pastors as their way. And we thank you for this wonderful church and that you're doing a great work here. We bless what you're doing in each and every life in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 10. Here's what it says. It says, you are complete in him. Now remember the phrase we're looking for is this phrase that says, in him. You're complete in him. And he's the head of all principality and power, isn't he? And we're complete. Where are we complete at? Right? Hallelujah, right? I want to ask you to not only amen me whenever I say you're complete in him, But I want you to begin to equip yourself with this tool called completeness. Amen? Have you ever heard somebody that's going through it? Or maybe you've been going through stuff. And sometimes when we're going through things, we say things that doesn't make us sound complete. Right? Am I the only one? All right. So me and a couple of you, we'll get together and we'll have a prayer meeting after church. The rest of you can have donuts and coffee, I guess. But here's the idea, is number one, that you can say this to your own problems and to the things that make you look incomplete, is that I am complete in Him. Amen? Amen? Amen. Right? And then we can also begin to help our brothers and sisters, that they can begin to use this as well, that they can look at each other or listen to your problem. We're not denying the problem, but we are saying that in Him, you're complete. And in Him, you're going to overcome this. Amen? So say it with me. I am complete.
I am complete.
In Him.
In Him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. All right, let me just say one more thing. Are you ready? Well, I just feel like I'm missing something in my life. What does it say? So if I feel like I'm missing something, where's the missing part at? In Him. Right? Hallelujah. Where's the missing part at right now? It's in Him. Right? So once again, here's what we can do. We can just lift our heart. Right? We can lift our heart. Even if we're just reading this at the morning coffee around the table at home in the kitchen, right? We can read this and say, you know what? I'm complete in Him. Amen? And Lord, I receive that from You. I receive the completeness, right? We call His work at the cross a finished work because it's complete. He didn't leave a part out. Right? Aren't you glad for that? How many are glad? It's a completed work. It's a finished work. Amen. And the work that He's doing in you, it's a beautiful work, isn't it? And you're complete in Him. Somebody just say that. Say, I'm complete in Him. Oh, I've went through a time of loss, Pastor Rick. You don't understand. But here's what I would share with you is this. God understands. God was with you. And you're still complete in Him. Amen? And God wants to allow His anointing to flow in your life again. Somebody say, I'm complete in Him. If I'm complete in Him, I'm anointed in Him. Now, don't be too alarmed because I didn't write down 145 or 147 scriptures today. We're just going to go through a few of them. Are you enjoying this so far?
Yes.
And remember, what's our little phrase? In Him. Right? First John chapter 2, 5 and 6. But whosoever keepeth His word, in Him, verily, is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in Him. Isn't that wonderful? You know, that scripture, it says that if we fear, we've not yet been made perfect in love. Because perfect love casts out fear. Right? Isn't that a wonderful promise? And right in that same area, it says this, that whosoever keeps the word in Him, verily, is the love of God perfected. Right? Hallelujah. Aren't you glad for that? So could it be that perhaps there's a word that we've been keeping, that we've been living by, and all of a sudden maybe we erred with our mouth, right? Or something of this nature. And all of a sudden there's this nagging fear in our heart. Is there anybody who's ever been there? Right? What can we do about it? We can go back, right? How many remember when Elisha and Elisha was the prophet, and they were going to start a ministry in this little town, and they had borrowed an axe. Somebody say they borrowed an axe. And they went and they were cutting down trees to build this ministry. Hallelujah. And they're out there chopping down trees, and the axe head fell off. Okay. How many in here have ever operated an axe? Have you ever noticed that those axe heads will get dried out and they'll try to fall? They'll just jump off. Right? Have you ever noticed that? Right? So one of the things we can do to help our axe head stay on is that we can soak it in water. And the wood will swell up whenever it gets in the water, won't it? And that axe head will stay. You can't get them off then, right? And so in our lives, this is how the Word of God works in our life too, right? It's like that hammer we talked about earlier. It's like that axe. If we allow the Word and the Spirit to work in our lives, we're soaking in the Spirit of God, right? And we're walking in the Word, and we're soaking in the Spirit of the Lord. There's a flow in our life so that the axe head stays firmly on. Amen? Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? So we can overcome fear by returning to the Word, right? Maybe there's a word that we did have, we had a grip on it, and suddenly all of a sudden we lost the grip on this word, or maybe we got frustrated or what have you. And it seems like this nagging fear is there now suddenly. You can overcome that fear by returning to the Word. Amen. And ask Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit will help you. And we can ask Him. We can say, Holy Spirit, help me. Right? Once again, teach me. Teach me how to overcome this fear. Amen? How many believe that we're living in the last days? Amen. Do you know the Bible speaks of the last days? It says that men's hearts will even fail them for fear. And so it's a real thing. And so we want to hopefully give you a tool today that you can overcome. Amen? Praise the Lord. How many feel like we gave you something that you can use today? Amen. All right. 2 Corinthians 5:21. What does it say? For he hath made him, Jesus, to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be. So in him, who are we? The righteousness of God. Somebody said that. Who was it said that? I was saying, who are you? Right? Who are you? I'm the righteousness of God. I'm the righteousness of God. Amen? Whenever you get home and tomorrow, whenever the devil tries to beat on you. Right? And he says, who do you think you are? Well, I am the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. Right? I'm not that guy I used to be. Right? I'm the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. And that happens in our life when I stay in Him, right? Whenever I get in Rick, I'm not the righteousness of God anymore, am I? I'm the righteousness of Rick, and that's a mess. Hallelujah. How about you? Yeah? But in Him, I'm the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. It's a precious promise to the righteous. How many are pressing toward that? I am the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. Can you say it with me? I am the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. Well, here's what the Lord says about His righteousness and His righteous people. He says that His eye is upon the righteous and His ear is open to their request. Hallelujah. Praise God. The thing that will help your prayer life more than anything else, and I'm not against reading prayer books or intercessory prayer books. Read them all. That's great. But the thing that will help you even more than reading the next intercessory prayer book is getting a conviction inside that says, I'm the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. God's eye is upon my life. God's ear is open to my request. And when I pray, something's going to happen because I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. Hallelujah. Can you give God a great big praise today? Hallelujah. Romans 3:24. What does it say? Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. So in Christ Jesus, we have redemption. I think whenever I said, who are you? Some of you said, I'm redeemed. What a wonderful thing. Hey, amen. I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. That's a good thing, isn't it? How about Romans 6:11? Likewise, reckon you also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So we're alive unto the Lord. That's good, isn't it? Praise God. Hallelujah. Romans 8, 1 and 2. Wonderful scripture. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Hallelujah. There's no condemnation. Isn't that wonderful? No condemnation to those who are in Christ. Are you in? I wonder if we should make a declaration that just says, I'm in.
I'm in.
I'm in.
I'm in.
Hallelujah. Can we look at Romans 12:5? Romans 12:5, so it says, so we being many are one body in Christ. What are we? One body in Christ. And everyone members of one another. Hallelujah. So it matters whenever you win. Because when you win, it affects me. Hallelujah. Amen. Why? Because we're all one member. Or we're members one of another. Isn't that wonderful? In Christ. Praise the Lord. I hope you're having as much fun as I am with this. And again, remember, this is something that's in the Bible, in the New Testament especially. It's like 147 times, something like that. I didn't bring that side of my notes. I just brought some scriptures because I wanted to share this with you of who you are in Him. Okay? Now, I want to challenge somebody. Somebody in here, you need to get yourself a highlighter. And when you're reading through the Bible, whenever you see that phrase, in Him, you need to highlight it. Highlight the phrase and then highlight what you get because you're in Him. Amen? This is one of those messages today that when I was a kid growing up, we sang this song, Standing on the Promises. And I think that these are some promises that you and I need to learn to stand on again. Amen. What do you think? Amen. All right. 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 2. 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 2. Unto the church of God. Oh, see, they knew about you guys. unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, and to the one that's at Shelton, to them that are sanctified in Christ, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, our Lord, both theirs and ours. And so this talks about we're sanctified unto Him, right? Sanctified unto Him. Hallelujah. He's able to make us worthy of His calling. Isn't that wonderful? We're purified and made holy in Him, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, Acts 17 and 28. Acts 17 and 28. I hope that you're enjoying this as much as I am. Amen. Isn't this wonderful? Let's read this together, can we? For in Him we live and move and have our being. What do we do in Him?
Live.
We live and move. Hallelujah. As certain also of your own poets have said, we are also His offspring. Amen. We're God's offspring. Isn't that wonderful? And for in Him we live, right? Just say that. Say, in Him I live. And I move. Hallelujah. Right? So if you're wondering, just convince yourself by jumping up and moving. Just jump up and move. Right? I'm in Him. I'm moving. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me share this with you. I really believe that this is a key passage also to the move of God that God wants to release in Washington, especially Western Washington. It's this idea here. It's the idea that believers become movers. Amen. How many can see that? That believers become movers. Amen? Hallelujah. All right. Excuse me. Let's go on down to Colossians chapter 3. And we'll read through 5 if we can. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who also is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with Him in glory. Mortify therefore your members, which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil, concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Amen. We can overcome those things in Him. Say, right? Say it with me. Say, in Him.
In Him,
you can overcome addiction of every kind. In Him, whatever has held you back, right? Or whatever that perhaps, even in relationships, perhaps there's something there. And you'd say, oh God, I live in fear of my relationship. And God says, I can make you holy. I can make you holy. And I can deliver you. So that the future of your relationship is better than the past of your relationship. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Somebody just say, Lord, I receive that.
Lord, I receive that.
Amen. All right, last one. Ephesians 1, 7. It says, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, and the riches of His grace, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are in earth, even in him. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? In him we have this redemption. Outside of him we don't have that. In him, his blood. Aren't you glad that his blood came into your life for the forgiveness of sins? And that you might be set free. How precious is that? Amen. I think that's pretty precious. And I think that you do too. And I think this whole business of living in him, what a wonderful thing. Amen. Yeah, his mercies endure forever. You know, we sang about it and we tried to preach about it today. But it's what he's done for all of us, right? At the cross and through his blood and this covenant that he made. But we love that, right? We absolutely love it. We cherish it. It's our we live in that every day. And don't you just love what Jesus has done? Amen for you. But isn't it something when the thing that he's done for everybody, he just pinpoints your life. And he begins to do things for you. Isn't that something? And I want to just tell you today that this is who I believe you are in him. These scriptures that we look through today. I know it's not necessarily how I always preach, but we're looking through the word and we're discovering who we are in him. And God wants to just loose who you are in him. Amen? He just wants to loose who you are in him. Hallelujah. Can you lift your hands for a second? In fact, for about 50 or 60 seconds. And would you just join me in just praying in the Holy Ghost? Can we do that? Mondebo roshato mukuyehe. Miendo romondora mahayendora kurkuyehe. Hey, moshetarehe. It's in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. Ando momoye meshehito koyaha. Lo momorendora mahayendorehe diridiaha. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. Lord, give us a fresh filling of your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come. Let us speak with new tongues, God. Holy Spirit, come. Spirit, come. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Bring times of refreshing. Bring times of refreshing. Lo momo yamashitiri hito maha. La momo yamaha shihitiya. Bring times of refreshing, Lord, we pray. There are times of refreshing in him that he has made available for you. Hallelujah. We receive the times of refreshing from you, Lord. We receive the wave of refreshing over your church and over your people, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody says, Pastor Rick, you can't have those people do that in church without there being an interpretation. And I said, well, according to the scripture, we can pray in tongues. And when we pray in tongues, we're not talking to men, we're talking to God. And so I'm just trying to get them to get used to talking to Jesus. That's all I'm trying to do. Right? Hallelujah. Amen. But if you needed an interpretation, I long to speak to you. And I long to touch you deep, deep, in even the very center of your being. I want to touch you. I want to be your God. And I want to show you how big I can be, even in your life. It's not a selfish thing to draw near to me with your whole heart. It's not a selfish thing to bow and ask me to reveal my love or to take you by hand and walk you through this crisis that you're in. Oh, hallelujah. Wow. Wow. Isn't that good? The Lord wants to take you by the hand and walk you through the crisis. Amen. Praise the Lord. Wow. Isn't that wonderful? Praise God. Hold my hand, right? I'm going to sing like one line from an old song, and if you know it, you sing it with me. Hand in hand we walk each day. Hand in hand along the way. Walking thus I cannot stray. Hand in hand with Jesus. Hallelujah. Dare we try it again? Hand in hand we walk each day. Hand in hand along life's way. Walking thus I cannot stray. Hand in hand with Jesus. Can we change one line? Can we sing that very last line? Can we sing? Change it to hand in hand in Jesus. Thank you, somebody, whoever said in. I was lost. I couldn't figure out what word I was looking for. Isn't the Lord good? Amen. All right. In order for you to go home today, you gotta. Who are you? The righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. How precious. Amen. How precious. Amen. Well, Father God, we just want to say thank you. We love you, Lord. We declare today that it is in you we live and move and have our being. If there's any here today, God, who are hurting or afflicted of any kind, we bind every spirit that's come against them in Jesus' name. We thank you that you would help them, that you would take them by the hand and lead them through the crisis. If there's any here today who don't know you, God, we pray that you'd reveal yourself to their heart, and from their heart they would believe. You know, the Bible says it's with our heart we believe and with our mouth we confess. If you're here today, it's so easy. Right now you're setting in an atmosphere of faith. And so just from your mouth, just say, Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I believe. I don't know what to do or how to do it, but I believe. I'm asking you to help. And I just suggest to you that you can pray that prayer even right now. And if there's any here today that has not received the Holy Spirit, dear friend, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit wants to break open a river inside you. Allow Him to fill you today. Just Holy Spirit come. Holy Spirit come. Jesus said that the Father would give Holy Spirit to those who ask in Matthew. So how do we get it? We ask. I ask you for Holy Spirit. I ask you for Holy Spirit baptism. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for these precious people. Give us true repentance where we have been, where we've let go of who we are in you. True repentance, the kind of repentance that changes our mind, changes our direction, and changes our speech. We're so grateful for this time here with your people. We just bless what you're doing in their lives, God. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, God. We love you.